This is Messages from the Foot of the Cross. Messages for the persecuted. We know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord Jesus. In Matthew 5:9, it is stated, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sakes, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Here the Lord states in the great Mount of Beatitudes sermon that the peacemakers, when we come into violent conflict and we are looking at death and facing it, to be absent from the body and present with the Lord Jesus, we are to maintain a stance of peace, inner peace, in the midst of conflict, even violent conflict. And when we are persecuted for doing the right thing, then we know that the kingdom of heaven is ours. When they revile and persecute and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my name's sake, then rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because God is telling us we are targets and our reward is great in heaven, because so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Who persecuted the prophets? Who were the main perpetrators of persecution against the prophets? The religious leader, the temple prostitutes, as I call them, who put the name of, you know, we are Abraham's children, we are children of God. Which God were they? The God of their own construct, the God of their own flesh, their own carnality, their own interests, rather than their self-serving interests, rather than the servanthood of God, waiting on God. For the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. If, indeed, we suffer with him that we may be glorified together. Romans 8:16. We in the body of Christ suffer with those who suffer. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it, 1 Corinthians 1:26. For what credit is it if when you're beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:20. Here, Peter clearly lays out, if you are beaten for your own faults, okay, you deserve it. But if you do good and suffer and take it patiently, then this is commendable for God, because you're an example. Because Jesus suffered for us, and that we should follow in his steps. He is our example. He committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. And when he reviled, he did not revile in return. And when he suffered, he didn't threaten, but he committed himself to him who judges righteously. Who is that? Our Savior, our Deliverer, who himself, Jesus, bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. He took our sins on then our place for our judgment, for our faults, for our transgressions. And we are to follow him and die to our sins and live righteously. And his stripes will heal us. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be shamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Here in 1 Peter 3:3, Peter really clearly lays out, okay, people aren't going to harm you if you're doing good. But if this should happen, then you're blessed. And don't be afraid or be troubled, but just keep God in your heart and stay holy. And give people a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And you'll have a good conscience. And they will be seen as for what they are. They will be the evildoers. And those who revile your good conduct in Christ, shame on them. And it's better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for evil. Now, beloved, 1 Peter 4:12, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings. We, the body of Christ, we are still filling up the full measure of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, as a busybody in other people's manners. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this manner. This matter, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful Creator. And this is so clear what Peter is saying. Of course, Peter suffered and was allegedly crucified upside down in Rome. And he talks, he was in the heart of Rome. And he speaks, the heart of Rome was the apex of the Roman world of oppression and persecution. Because your righteousness condemns, your light condemns the darkness, those who are walking in evil. And therefore they persecute those who walk in righteousness. They persecute those who follow after the Lord Jesus because they don't know him and they are wicked and they love their evil deeds more than they love the voice of truth and the voice of the Messiah, their Savior, and they stay in their darkness. And they refuse to come into the light and humble themselves and repent of their sins. Today is the day of salvation. If you hear these words and you are walking in darkness, you must come into the light, or you will surely be condemned and end up in hell. For only the blood of Jesus washes us and cleanses us of the sins that we were born into and gives us eternal light. He is the only way. He is the only door. He is life forever. And He is the truth. Today, if you hear my voice, repent. Repenting means to turn away from your sins. Receive Jesus' forgiveness. Confess your sins to Him and ask Him to forgive you and to cleanse you with His blood and wash you and make you new and white and pure and holy and give you eternal life. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your voice, but come and receive life forever in Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God's name, the only name given under heaven by which you might be saved from eternal damnation and death and receive eternal life forever. God bless you in His high and holy name. Kathleen Pearl.